Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34 and 1. Amen. We are so glad that you are a part of the show today. We welcome all callers, whether by phone or by web, to the show today. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Just wanted to thank everyone that listened to last Sunday to our second anniversary show. If you missed it, you missed the treat. We had Pastor Joseph Ryle bringing forth a word from the Lord with much power last Sunday. It was off the chain. Amen. It was an on-time word, and it was on fire. Amen. Also, I want to take the opportunity to thank the Wild team who was a part of that show as well, and I thank them for all of their support and their love. Amen. Also, I want to thank all the listeners who also tune in and follow this ministry. Amen. Glory to God. Also, we want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Prophetess Yvonne Ryle is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are churches without walls, taking the word of God beyond the walls. Amen. With no limits. Amen. Glory to God. We have on Tuesday night one word from the Lord with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. On Friday night, every first Friday of every month at 9 o'clock p.m., we have Friday night prayer conference call. We encourage you to mark that on your calendar, the first Friday of every month. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4000, access code 49464-70#, and make sure you mash the pound button. Also, on Saturday, we have for you Without Walls Worldwide Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Askew. Amen. Glory to God. A powerful woman of God. You want to tune in. You want to be a part of Without Wild Worldwide Ministries, where the voice of God is heard through his messenger. Amen. You want to be a part. Amen. Glory to God. On Sundays, we have for you the Hour of Power with Prophetic Corner, Prophetess Martha Marshall. I don't know if you listened to it today, but if you did, you can go back and listen to the pre-recorded show, a set time on and on all the chain word. We got to learn to wait on God. Amen. Oh, God, we just thank you for that powerful word from Prophetess Martha today. Amen. The second half of the Hour of Power is Minister Elaine, myself, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. We're on from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. We want to invite you to be a part of what God is doing with the Wild team. Amen. We are under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, who is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Amen. That includes all of our announcements for today, so keep those in mind and make sure you mark each one of those days so that you can hear a word from the Lord. At this time, we are going to have our opening prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Elder Evangelist Askew will do our opening prayer. Evangelist Elder Askew, you are live and on the air.
Our Father, which art in heaven, holy be thy name. Lord, we want to thank you for being a father. We want to thank you for being a father above all, Father. A father that watch over us, oh God, while we slumber and sleep through the night. A father, God, that pines our need as we need it in Jesus' name. A father, oh God, that keep our body healed from time to time in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, oh God, for being a father of deliverance.
Thank you.
We want to thank you, oh God, for being a father behind the scenes everywhere and knows everything in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Oh, gracious God, we're not trying to make the anger of any kind of scene, oh God. But the kids are about to enter into the schoolhouse one more time. Gracious God, I want you to deal with the parents, oh God, that I may pray for the kids before they leave home.
Yes.
Do them like how you do my children. I block the all on their head before they walk out the door. None of them real good with the wisdom, not the understanding of God. You don't have time to just pray for them, just slap some oil on them, pray later. But I said, pray for your tears. because we don't know who we're sending them out to. We don't know what kind of
That's
people
right.
they is.
That's right.
We pray
That's
for
right.
your children. Pray for your neighbor kids. Pray for your neighbors. Not just only yourself. You pray for your neighbors too. Because we don't know who the principal is. We don't know who the leaders is in that school building. We want to thank God
Amen.
For all. Thank God we believe you're going to watch out tonight. We believe you're going to watch out today. Father God, in the
yes.
name of Jesus. Send his word, oh God, out into the highways and the byways and compel them to come. Reach
yes,
out,
Lord.
Oh God, deep down in the souls, I pray. Let this word, oh God, serve the everlasting mind in Jesus' name. Oh God, send the word, let it stir them up. Oh, because you got that they won't even sleep. In Jesus' name, send the anointing. Oh, my God. Send your anointing over the airways in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we want to say thank you. For all things in your name. Thank you for the word, Lord. Father, we want to thank you. Oh, Jesus. For giving your son. Hallelujah. And your son gave his life. That I may have the right one for you, Lord God. Your son gave his life, oh God. Oh, your son bled for me, Lord God. In the name of
yes.
Jesus. Oh, God, they pierced him in his side. Just for me. Hallelujah. I'm glad. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, they nailed holes in him, Lord God, just for me. Because I wouldn't be able to take a look. I wouldn't have been able to take it, but you're the God of all God. You know your son was going to be able to take it. Oh, God, you didn't say a mumbly word. Out came blood and water. Oh, God, we want to say thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you right now, Lord God. Oh, God, forgive enemies everywhere to see, oh, God. Those that trespass against you, forgive them in Jesus' name. Disobedient spirits everywhere, all over the land, oh, God, touch in the name of Jesus. Call them out the quick hour.
Yeah.
Call them out, the adulteress, in the name of Jesus. Walk through the city, I pray, in Jesus' name. Whoop. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you. Look down in the homes, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring peace where there's confusion. In Jesus' name, let your blood cover. Oh, the blood was shed on Calvary. For me, it's for you. If you accept the living God, he's not a God of dead. He's not that God that dies. Oh, God, he will never die no more. He rose. Oh, my God, y'all let the Lord rise in your life. Y'all let him rise in your life. Give him praise for everything. In Jesus' name, for the word of God. How the word of God have kept us, how the word of God teaching us how we should be obeying the word of God, obey the leadership everywhere. In Jesus' name, oh God, disobedient spirits, all in there, call it as it is in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we want to say thank you. Oh God, I'm so sorry, my God, that they don't obey you, my God. Give them another chance, oh God, that they may call upon you, my heavenly Father, who is near. Oh, in Jesus' name we pray, send it out, send the word out to the highway, in the byway, sing them, fill them. You can't save, Lord. Look down, I pray, bring marriage together. You ordained marriage.
Yes.
Put it together in Jesus' name. Let no confusion come against it. In the name of Jesus, let them pray for one another. Let's not honor themselves, let them pray for the community. In Jesus' name, oh God,
yes.
Send your angels in the highways and the byways. It can tell them they come. Lord, we'll keep you, give you the praise all the days of our life. And I will say thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. We thank you, Elder Askew, for that awesome prayer. Oh God, we just thank you. What an awesome prayer unto the Lord. Oh God, have mercy. Have mercy, oh God, have mercy. Oh God. Oh, God, she was talking about the children. We must pray for our children. The devil is trying to destroy children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, save the children right now, God. Touch down right now, God. Reach down, God. Touch down from the heavens right now, God. Oh, God, and save the children all over this world, oh, God. Oh, God, we just know that you're able, and we know that you're able, God, to do all things, God. That's nothing too hard for God. God, pray over your children. Plead the blood of Jesus over your children, because you don't know who's in the schools. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, they're supposed to be teaching the children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, go with them, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pray for our children. It's praying time. It's time for the saints of God to stand up and begin to pray for the children. Glory to God. Pray, 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 pray. Pray. Pray unto God. He hears the cry if you'll just pray. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Elder evangelist, actually, we thank you for our awesome prayer. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to be coming from Exodus today. Hallelujah to Jesus. Exodus, the third chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 6 in your own devotional time. If you will go back and read the chapter before and the chapter after, so you can get an understanding of what God is saying to you in his word. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 6, Exodus chapter 3. And the word of God reads, "Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God." And this was while Moses was at the burning bush. Amen. "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmaster, and I know their sorrow." And we're going to go over to the same chapter, verse number 9, and it says, and it reads, "Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me," and they're talking about the Lord, "and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou may bring it forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I shall go unto Pharaoh, and that I shall bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, God, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee, the God sent you, when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt. And ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your father hath sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? God said unto me, I am that I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto thee, unto you. Amen. And our key scripture will be, and he said, Certainly I will be with thee. In other words, he is saying unto Moses, the one that he had chosen, the one that he was about to send into Egypt, he was saying unto Moses that God is enough. The title of the message today is God is Enough. Hallelujah to Jesus. When God is with you, God is enough. Moses had been chosen by the Almighty God. He had an assignment upon his life to go into the land of Egypt and be the deliverer for the people. Glory to God. Because God has said, I am that I am, have chosen you to go forth into Egypt, into the palace of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Hallelujah to Jesus. You ain't got to worry about a thing, because in other words, I am enough. Because I am God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that when Moses went into the palace, glory to God. See, God was enough for Moses. Hallelujah to Jesus. Everything that Moses needed, God had already equipped him for to do the work. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because, see, God is enough. He's enough for your victory. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But the Bible says when Moses went in the palace, glory, hallelujah, when he went to Pharaoh, hallelujah to Jesus, he didn't go within the palace by himself. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Because God had already told Moses, hallelujah, he said, I am going to step down from heaven because I have seen the Hallelujah to Jesus. I have seen the summary. See, God already knows what we're going through in our lives. It doesn't matter how big the mountain may be. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It doesn't matter how many giants we have around us. Just know that God is enough. That God has already defeated your enemies. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, when Moses went into the palace to confront Pharaoh, hallelujah, what God had told him to tell him, I want you to let my people go. Glory to God. Everything that Moses needed, God was enough for him because God was with him. God had gave him a rod, a staff, oh glory, hallelujah, where the power of God could be shown up to his people. God is more than enough. Don't matter what you're going through in your life, God is able to deliver you from them all. See, the Bible says that when Moses went before Pharaoh and told Pharaoh what God had said, hallelujah to Jesus, Pharaoh didn't know who Moses' God was. Hallelujah to Jesus. All he knew and thought that he was God. You got people around you that think they're your God, but there's only one true and living God, and that's the great I am. I am that I am. I am God, he says. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And I am enough. Whatever you need, it's in me. If you need healing, it's in me. If you need deliverance, it's in me. I can break every chain off of your life. Glory, hallelujah. I can put your enemies under your feet. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I am enough, says the Lord thy God. Glory, hallelujah. Don't you know that God is enough? He's more than enough. When you just call upon his name. Oh, call on Jehovah Jireh. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Call on Jehovah Nisa. Glory, hallelujah. Call on him when you need him. Glory, hallelujah. Because he's enough. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Egyptians will come to know that God was enough. Hallelujah to Jesus. When Moses walked in, he didn't walk in by himself. He walked in with the power. He walked in with the authority of the God that called him to do the work. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I wonder how many of you are truly called to do the work, because the word says that God equipped Moses when he was in the wilderness. God was getting him ready for his assignment. So don't look. Because you're in the wilderness, that experience that you're getting in the wilderness is getting you ready to do what God has called you to do. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God is enough. You don't have to worry about a thing. Whatever he calls you to do, you can do it because God is enough. When the people cried up to God and cried for his deliverance, it was 430 years, but God came and God was enough. He was the God that delivered them out of the hands of the Egyptians. He was the God that brought forth the plagues upon the enemies of his people. He was the God that provided for them. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He heard the cry and the affliction of his people back then, and he hears the cry of his people right now. If we would just seek God and everything of the kingdom first, and we make God first in our lives and have no other God before him, little g God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. If we will let God lead us, if we will let God guide us, we will know that God is enough. Hallelujah to Jesus. A lot of times we think we need more money, but money can't do it. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We go get all kind of specialists, but they can't heal you. But if you ask God, glory, hallelujah, he's more than enough. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It's because of God, glory, hallelujah, we have eternal life in him. Glory, hallelujah. Don't you know that God is enough? Hallelujah to Jesus. He loves you so much. Glory, hallelujah, that he sent his only son, that you might have life in him. God is enough. Everything that you need, he's enough. Hallelujah to Jesus. He did everything. It's already done. You don't have to go back and do it again. God is enough if you will just believe. Everything that happened in Egypt was for the people to believe and to have faith, not only to believe in God, to believe in the prophet God had said. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. God is enough. Whatever you're going through, if you would just call on the name of the Lord. The Israelites had called on God for 430 years for their their deliverance. Believe in the hand of God is God. And God had remembered his promises. He never forgets his promises. Hallelujah to Jesus. He had made a covenant with Abraham. Glory to God. He was going to be my man. And it came to pass in due time and due season. Glory, hallelujah. God is enough if we'll stop seeking the things of the world. We don't seek God. We seek everything else of the world. Money, fame, men, women, cars, houses. Nobody wants to praise God unless you're saying you're talking about a house because you feel like a house is enough for you. You feel like a fine car and a fine man or a fine woman on your shoulder and millions of dollars in your bank, that's enough. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. But don't you know that a storm could come and blow down that house, could run into your car and tear it up and tore it out. You can have money today, but something can come and take every dime in your in the bank that you have. That's why you got to learn that God is enough, and all the other things that he add on to you is just a blessing of, from the Lord. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God is enough. He can heal you, your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. God is enough. A God that is full of love, a God that is faithful unto his people. God is God. There's no other God. God is more than enough. He's all that you need. It's in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God loves you so much that he sent Jesus, his only son. And Jesus laid down his life for you and for me, my sin and your sin, that we all might have life in him. Oh, God. He was pierced in his side. He was nailed to the cross. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. His flesh was hanging from his bones. A crown of thorns was upon his head. They slapped him. They spit upon him. They mocked him. God did it all. That was enough for us to be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. God is enough. Hallelujah to Jesus. If we would seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, if we would seek God, if we would seek God, if we would only seek him, we know that he's enough. No matter what it looks like, the hot dog it may be, God will save your soul. But you have to choose to live for him. You got to keep on praying. You got to keep on crying out to him. Just like the Israelites did. They was in bondage for 430 years, but they still cried out unto God to deliver them. Deliver us, Lord, from the hands of our enemies, Lord. We need you, Lord. Save your people, Lord. Hear the cries of your people, God. They cried upon God because God was all they needed. He was enough. And if you know the story, glory to God. When you know the story, we know that God showed his people faith. When you let God know that he is enough, you let him know that Jody is not the one. He ain't enough. When you let him know that your money in your bank ain't where it is, glory to God. When you let him know that you depend on him and nobody else, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. When you let God know that he's enough and that you're depending on him for everything, glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. God is enough. Oh, hallelujah. He's such an awesome God. He's so awesome that he stepped down. He stepped down from the heavens. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God's stepping down from the heavens to show you that he's enough. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's going to reveal himself unto you to let you know that I am everything that you need. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a healing that you need. Try Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He'll make your enemy scatter. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, when Moses went before Pharaoh, everything that Moses said unto Pharaoh came to pass. Every plague came. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it was to let the enemy know that God was enough for his people, that he could deliver them. It didn't matter what the enemies thought. It didn't matter how many Egyptians. It didn't matter how many soldiers they had. It didn't matter who Pharaoh thought he was, which he was not a god. He thought he was a god. But God showed him, I am God, and there is no other. Glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. God is enough. God is enough so much that you already had a victory. But you got to see that you got the victory in Jesus. Moses had the victory when he walked in. Hallelujah to Jesus. But all the things that were done was to show Pharaoh and the Egyptian that God was God and those were his people. And God protect that belongs to him. Glory to God. Ooh, I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. I'm so glad that God can make a way out of no way. God is enough. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He's more than enough. That's why he tells us that I am your shepherd. And you shall not want. Don't matter about you being down in the valley, because I'm with you even in the valley. Glory to God. I'm enough that I can keep your mind down in the valley. How do I know? Hallelujah to Jesus, because I've been down in the valley of darkness. And I know that God is enough. When you're down in the valley and everything around you is against you, God is enough. He'll keep your mind. Oh, I'm not to be in the right mind right now. Hallelujah to Jesus. The devil meant to destroy me in the valley. But God says, I am enough. I am the great God. I am the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I defend and I protect. That's why he tells us to fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of God. He's enough. Jesus, we thank you right now. Oh, hallelujah. You're coming under the blood of Jesus. Because God is enough. See, Jesus shedded his blood. Oh, hallelujah. He shedded his blood that all might be saved. The blood covers and protects the children of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. God is enough. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's more than enough. He's everything that you ever need. Everything. You just try. Ooh, I dare you to try. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. And when you try Jesus, when you try this God, then you will know that he is God. When it was all over, the children of Israel came out with the things of the enemy because God was enough. God can move mountains. He can move the devil out of your way. He can move the enemy out of your way because he is God and there is no other. Hallelujah to Jesus. Know that God is enough. Whatever you need is in him. Glory to God. He is God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. We are running out of time. It's time to get out of here. Amen. If you do not know Jesus, you don't know this God that's a God of more than enough. Amen. If you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sins, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church. Get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. And leave me a message on Facebook, amen, and let me know if you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. Know that God is enough. Everything that you need is in him. Just put him first. Seek him. Seek him in his word, amen. Glory to God. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Just know that God is more than enough. No matter where you go next week, know that God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. God is enough. Be blessed.
Amen.